Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stan podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. And there's some news. There's quite some news that did drop, Haley.
Of course.
We will be talking about, of course, Blackpink. Mm-hmm. We have some updates on SM Town, what's going on with that, the one here in LA. We're going to talk, obviously, some comebacks, music videos we checked out. And we will just, my fellow Blinks, we have a decent amount of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Because a lot of Blackpink stuff has been happening. So, hooray! And we'll be talking about a little bit of 17, little random stuff like JYP. Looks like a little Rise because of Soey. And then, looks like, Haley, you actually have some BTS and Stray Kids for
us. Well, Stray Kids is a huge chunk of it today.
Fellow Stays, brace yourself, because at the end of this, you know, when we usually do the Stray Kids part, there's a lot to talk about. Whoa,
that
is a chunky one.
I'm still a Stay, because I feel like I've been drifting off.
You've been so busy being a one door.
Mm-hmm.
And, before we get started, don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, subscribe wherever you are tuning into us. You know, that always helps and goes a long way. And where can they check us out, Haley?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stan Podcast. And if you want to DM us, just send your messages there.
Yes, and many of you do. Just chatting it up with Haley, and if I'm there,
it's always me. Why is it always me?
You get to it first, and then, you know, I try to open
sleep,
some.
That's why I feel like I'm a vampire.
This is true. You do sleep fairly late. You are, I guess, a vampire.
Yes.
And, I am not. And let's get started, because Blackpink, they did it. They didn't even announce a comeback yet. They didn't announce any new music yet. Mm-mm. Nope. They announced a world tour.
And ticket sales.
So world tour for 2025, they announced today, which is, the date is for here in the U.S. when we're recording this, is the same date that it dropped, February 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they did. And of course, like I said, no new music yet.
Right.
But guess what? Doesn't matter, because their general sale, yes, you heard right, general sale for the tickets, at least for here in the U.S. or like the Western countries. Guess what? It's happening on February 27.
That's next week.
And when I say general sale, I only mean general sale, because there's no pre-sales at all noted or specified.
Do you think they will later on?
God, I hope so. I hope we find out in the next few days, because I remember we did really well, because they actually, you know, gifted us Blink.
Do you pre-sales. Have the membership still?
I do.
Okay.
I think I do. Oh, I think. But either way, it should show, though. You know what I mean? It should show, like, when you're on Ticketmaster.
Oh, no, I like know that. But I was just wondering if you renewed yours.
I think I did, but I'm not 100% sure. You know what? That's a good question, Haley. I will probably check if you remind me later, because I know I for sure.
You have Jennie's.
I have Jennie's solo one. I have New Jeans, obviously, are, I don't know, and technically not NJZ's. I do have LeSserafim. I have Aespa's, and who else?
Twice.
Twice, of course. Oh, no, no. Twice hasn't had their, like, opening.
Well, they haven't yet?
No, it's really weird. I haven't seen any news on the site. Unless I've been missing out on random Twice news. There's just stuff, and there's, like, videos that have dropped from time to Twice. I haven't checked them out. It's been a while, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the only ones I could think of off the top of my head. I mean, I could open up my Weavers app right now and check. I think I even have... Do I have Islet? I don't even know, actually.
You have so many.
That doesn't even matter if Blackpink's not even having one. So, yes, they're going to drop tickets already next week. 3 p.m. local time kind of thing. The crazy part is here's where we're going to go with the locations. If you did not know, it's an actual world tour, first of all. Yes, they're kind of traveling not just in North America, the U.S. kind of thing. So they will be starting their tour. This is going to start in July already, July 5th and July 6th. So it's like a two-day thing at Goyang Stadium. So they start off obviously in Korea.
Right.
But after Korea, you know, we're so used to like them, especially them.
They go to Japan usually after that.
They do. But they will end in Japan for this one. So they start in July and they will be going to the U.S. The thing is for the U.S., we only get three cities, which is a lot different from the previous tours because they stopped at so many cities. And like the one even before that in 2022, they stopped in even more cities.
They did.
So we only get three. So they'll be here July 12th, Saturday. Thank goodness it's July 12th. So it's like after
Anime Expo.
Thank God. But they'll be at LA. And of course, they are going to reach the pinnacle of like the biggest venue in LA, which is SoFi Stadium.
You would think though, because like they're Blackpink and Stray Kids is already at SoFi.
Yeah, you would think they did that before, but I think they were at Dodger Stadium.
They were.
And we didn't even watch them that time. We just watched them when they
were like a BMO.
We watched them at BMO when they ended the tour for 2022.
Yeah.
And then that's also we'll talk about it more later. But yeah, so it's SoFi LA, then they go to Chicago July 18th. So there's like a fairly good amount of like, it's not like back to back or just 2 days in between. I mean, they're Blackpink after all, right? So they get a good amount of rest in between. So July 18th is Chicago at Soldier Field. Then they go up north. So they cross the border into Toronto for a show there at Rogers Stadium in Toronto, July 22nd. Come back here to the U.S. July 26th and end in New York at Citi Field. Then they travel to Europe for the next leg of the tour. They start in Paris, August 2nd, at Stade de France. Am I saying that right? You tell me.
Obviously, he butchered it.
And after that, they're going to Milan at the... Oh, my... Your turn, Haley. Milan.
Oh, I can't even see it.
You were there. Milan. Where at?
Ippodromos. Nailamara.
Nailed it. That's August 6th. After that, they're going to go to... Well, it's actually 3 days in between. Barcelona, Estadi Olympique. Then they go to London, August 15th. August 9th. Then August 15th, London, Wembley Stadium. The legendary Wembley Stadium. Then, what's crazy enough, from August, they have a huge break till they they go to Tokyo at Tokyo Dome. Tokyo Dome is January 16th, 2026.
So I wonder what they're being doing.
We're still at the beginning of 2025, I don't know. So that's the 2025 World Tour. Those are the cities that they're going to hit.
They'll probably add other places.
You would think and assume, but I don't know. Well, I honestly...
Maybe they have their solo stuff, too.
I would not bet against it, nor bet for it, kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. And I guess, brace yourselves, Blink, because, man, tickets are going to be horrible for this one. Like, Ticket Wars, because it's general admission.
Yeah.
Not it's general admission, like general general sales.
One city here in, like, California, so...
Yeah, one city in the West Coast. Oh, my God. It's going to be horrible.
The thing is, we've seen them up close plenty of times, so if we... And to be honest, SoFi is too huge. Even if you're a barricade, you're kind of far.
It feels far, yeah. So if anything, our go-to is possibly double checking to see if we could get a suite, which was awesome. We did it for Twice.
Yes.
When Twice had their tour here in SoFi Stadium as well. It was awesome. A bunch of friends on us. We got the suite. It was pretty sick. It was pretty awesome, actually. Even though they're far, it's just kind of good time, just vibing and having a good time. So we'll see. We'll probably kind of go for that if it doesn't work out. Okay, and SM Town LA. Guess what? They added aespa.
Oh wow, they added girl groups because it was all guys.
It was all guys, and a lot of us. I'll say everyone. Everyone was wondering, like, what the heck? Where's aespa and like Red Velvet? Well, we got our prayers answered because aespa is going to be added there as well as Red Velvet, minus Wendy and Yeri, of course. I don't know why, but yeah. I wonder if they're doing comebacks too, but minus them, we finally get girl groups for SM Town. I don't think we're going. I got my fill of aespa already.
Yeah, I don't need to go to that.
But whoever else is going, have fun. Enjoy. Have a great time. Also, don't forget to follow and check out our broadcast channel on Instagram for news updates and random stuff that we will just post instead of you having to wait till the podcast episode sometimes.
Right.
Because we'll probably miss some stuff when we're talking in the podcast that we just see
randomly. Oh, we just don't cover everything.
Exactly. Or I see random stuff like that guy that my favorite cosplayer that does like all the funny anime cosplays also cosplays a lot of K dramas and K idols,
especially Lisa
because he's Thai, so of course it makes sense. So he does really well when he cosplays as Lisa and Jisoo. He did do Jisoo recently. Makes sense because we'll talk about Jisoo
too.
He has done Jenny as well. I just remember more of the Lisa, of course. And I think with that said, we should get started on comebacks. February 24th, we have ZB1, Haley.
Yes, their fifth mini album is coming out on February 24th, and it's called Blue Paradise.
Yes.
This is the one that Dr. Doctor
help me.
Yes, exactly.
Hearts to Hearts also debuts on that same day, which is SM's Gen 5 girl group. That'll be very interesting to see and hear. I think they dropped some teasers and interesting stuff already. I haven't checked it out yet. But the first single album is called The Chase. February 25th, so right after, GD, of course, will be dropping his album. Karina from aespa, of course, will be appearing in one of the music videos. Very fun and exciting, especially because, you know, YG and SM, these are the two big clashing companies back in the day, too. So it's nice to see, like, some of the artists, like, kind of, like, enjoying and supporting each other.
GD's not even with YG anymore.
Oh, you're right. It doesn't even matter. You're right.
He's on his own.
This is GD. And then also Karina was already spotted because I think we talked about it last episode, how she was going to be a guest on his new show, his variety show called Good Day. Is it out yet?
I think one of the episodes is out already.
So she was spotted filming for it and looking forward to whenever that episode comes out. So we'll check it out when it happens. February 28th, of course, Lisa, Alter Ego, her album, is going to finally be released. You know, it has, like, Born Again, and, you know, it's kind of like the album that we've all been kind of waiting for. Super excited, because I'm still listening to that song on repeat. A couple of our other friends hooked on it as well. It's pretty awesome. March 2nd, Young Posse drops their album Cold. Then March 7th, we have my girl, Jenny, their first studio solo album. Even though she had like a solo single called Solo. This is her actual first.
That was a long time ago.
It was a while back. She was the first one too, right? Yeah. To do a single solo act for Blackpink. That was, I don't even want to look up what year that was. Was that 2019?
Yeah, I think it was before the pandemic.
Yeah, 2018 maybe? My throat is pretty bad. I'm going to drink water, Haley. Keep talking.
So, yeah, and then her album is called Ruby, and we will actually be hearing it before it drops because we're seeing her.
March 6th.
We are.
The day before the actual album drops. Super excited about that. Glad we got tickets. I'm kind of happy we're going to go. So I'm excited and looking forward to that. That's next. Is it next week? Next week. It's almost there, Haley. We're almost there. Right. Wow. We're hitting March already. Also, the same day, March 7th, Treasure, dropping a special mini album called
Pleasure.
Ooh, rhymes with treasure.
Wow.
And yeah, that's it. Let's check out some music videos because we did. We watched Islet.
Yes, their Japanese release, Almond Chocolate.
Almond Chocolate.
Very Japanese sounding, anime sounding.
Yeah, it is. Really cute. It's cute. It's cute. The styling is cool. Like, even, like, I remember, I'm trying to remember off the top. Mocha's always cute to me. But Iroha. Then Iroha looked like, she had, like, this, like, super, like, late 90s.
Yeah, retro.
Retro Japanese girl style. Really cool. I like it a lot. Especially because, like, both those members are, like, the Japanese members, too. So, pretty cool. I really like the music video, too. Song, like Haley said, was pretty cute. So, the interesting thing is, we kind of did, like, a rewind back for the music videos. We watched a lot of Minnie from G-Idle. We watched a lot of her solo music videos.
Yeah.
And the reason why, Haley got kind of blindsided on Spotify and addicted to one of her solo songs.
You could say I'm obsessed with her song, Shut Up, Obsession, with 10 from NCT.
Crazy.
That song is so good. I literally listen to it on repeat when I drive really to work. Good. I'm like shook.
It's
I'm
so
like, wow,
catchy. It's so like catchy and like upbeat.
And it's like, it's all in English too, so you can sing along.
Oh yeah, like her whole album is all, like basically mostly English. So if you haven't checked her out, her solo album, we haven't. I know we talked about it. Like we probably just announced it really late.
Yeah, we did, but we never like a month ago actually checked it out. Until I listened to, until that song just like randomly played and I was like, oh my God. And so I checked out her, the rest of her album and was like, oh, her songs are really good.
Yeah. So awesome. Cause Minnie like, you know, wrecked the shit out of me when we watched them live in concert. That was another fun barricade for real. G-Idle knows how to put on a good show. And one thing I really remember from their shows are, the, you know, like that intermission or like, you know, transition period between songs where it's like the, you know, for the K-pop, like, concerts, it's just like they kind of go back, do costume change,
and they have the,
then they have like the screen on screen like random transition videos. Theirs is so interesting and random, and like some of them are like entertainingly funny compared to like I remember like Maniac from Stray Kids, like all this serious stuff, and like there's like a robot green spider matrix
and
all that crazy shit. So yeah, no, theirs is really fun and lighthearted and like random too, super random ones. So yeah, Minnie, I mean, it was interesting because when we looked up her songs, in terms of the music videos, I think she released a music video for like every song, every like solo song, if anything. We watched Her, which of course is the title track and the name of the album. Watched Blind Eyes Red. That was pretty good too. Cherry Sky was good. But of course,
the best one is Obsession.
Obsession.
I'm being biased.
Was really good. I really like it.
When I heard it, I was like, oh my God, I have to tell Joko he's going to really like this song. And I put it on and he's like, oh damn.
I really like this song. So there you go. It worked. Haley kind of has an idea of the affinity I have for the type of music. Like I like those, like anything catchy with like a good, like it was almost like drum and bass sounding. I don't know why. DNB so is like something I've been liking, like it since I was a kid. Maybe it's just all the Gundam Wing and like all the other stuff I've been listening to just like growing up. And lastly, one of the other music videos we of course had to check out was My Wrecker from Blackpink, Jisoo.
Earthquake.
So Earthquake dropped, and I mean, everyone was looking forward to this whole album, too. Music video was, like, so, like, funny and random, like, especially when the car came in.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
Special effects.
Yeah, high budget kind of things. Exactly. Yeah, high budget, plus she's even driving, I think it was, like, a Lamborghini through the tunnel. So, yeah, Jisoo's Earthquake was there. Fun is a fun song, but to be honest, like, we'll talk about it later, too.
Yeah.
I think I like the song, of course, but like I feel like it didn't like I didn't get caught onto it. Like it wasn't as catchy for like Born Again gets stuck in my head.
Right. It wasn't like damn, like blown away.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, it's a good comeback. But I mean, like she has good viral sensation like with songs too. I mean, the dance though.
Right.
Super catchy. Because I mean, they did well with Flower. Like the dance. This one, I just think of that snapping, the finger snapping thing from like the four corners of your like eyesight kind of thing. Yeah, so there you go. Jisoo Earthquake and super high budget. It was very interesting. It was really cool to finally see Jisoo because she's like been so busy with so much
acting.
Yeah, all her like her actress career.
Newtopia
dropped. We'll talk about that actually in a little bit. We didn't watch it, but there's an interesting topic on that. And I think she's also working on another like rom-com.
I mean, she seems more fit for the acting scene, to be honest.
Yeah,
like,
it
for
seems
her
like
solo
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like, it
Which
seems like
fine.
It suits her.
It's
cool because they all have different specialties and everything. Especially, like, freaking Rosé, man. Like, she's such a great songwriter. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, it reminds me of Taylor Swift in a way.
Right.
I mean, like, as much as I know there's people that hate on Taylor Swift.
She has good songs,
but she has good songs.
I don't
and she
really
writes
care for
her music,
she has good
too.
Songs.
So it's, like, respect. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And with that said, it's time to take a water break, bathroom break, and any type of break that you need. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe during this break to the Permission to Stand podcast, because we are pretty much available on almost every podcast streaming platform, and all your subs, ratings, follows, likes, all that, even like shares, it goes a long way. It helps us. It kind of helps fund the podcast. And since Haley and I are just doing this literally from our dining room table.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, there's donations open. Please don't donate if you don't have the money, because that's what the ads are for. Mm-hmm. So just having the ads helps. But yeah, those are open as well. If you want to, some people have, and it's awesome. And we appreciate every little thing that people have dropped at us. And to show our appreciation, we love to chat with you. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And you can also join our broadcast channel there, too, for more news updates.
Yeah, good job, Haley. But yeah, so you could always chat with us there. I think I do. At least I read some of the messages. But like, I'm like,
you need to go check, because I feel like some people are wanting to talk to you.
I'm like,
and sometimes I forget to tell you. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, well, when Joko sees this, he'll like reply to your question.
I will do it before I sleep tonight. So if you get a message from Joko on Thursday, then you know why when you listen to this episode. All right, so let's move on. Let's see. I just put like a note here. So like we talked about G-Dragon's Good Day. That's like one show we for sure need to watch, because especially I'm sure you want to see it. Even like the, you know, the first episode, whoever it's with.
Right.
Of course, I want to watch it with Karina. And like another note I put here is another one we need to watch is Daesung.
Yeah, with BSS. But, you know, they're also going to be on G-Dragon show, too.
Yeah, they're the crackheads of 17. Yes, BSS. The BSS unit, of course, Hoshi, DK, and
Sung Kwan,
the worried man himself. They are all going to be on both of their shows.
Yeah, the one with Daesung is already, like, from a month ago.
Yeah, and we haven't watched it.
I can't believe it's been a month. I'm like, what the fuck?
We have so much stuff. It's hard to keep track of, like, all these things. But
I want to watch it because we've seen so many clips, and I'm like, it's so funny. Like, I love them because Sung Kwan is always so concerned.
He's so worried. Give this man's going to have an ulcer.
The crazy thing is, like, Sung Kwan is the extrovert, and DK and Hoshi
introverts. We'll talk about it when that's part of
the
episode.
Okay,
hey, calm down, Haley.
Sorry.
And then we haven't technically watched it yet. So, fellow carrots, strap yourselves in for next week, because, yes, we'll be talking about BSS. Mm-hmm. Then we have, let's talk about Blackpink. Right, my fellow Blinks and I, we've been waiting for all this. Like, it's just we've been getting fed with the solo stuff.
Right,
it's been amazing. We like, you know, it's been awesome. You know, hearing all of them active in different realms of the K-pop multiverse, and now we finally get this news. You know, that they're going to be touring. So it's like cool. We finally get like actual Blackpink news. Right, so super like excited to talk about more Blackpink stuff. Even if we're talking about the solo stuff too, but just bringing them up more, it's kind of awesome, and we're like in a good time now. So Jennie created a broadcast channel. Speaking of broadcast channels, she literally just created one called Capybaras Only.
Right.
Super excited. She said, like, quote unquote, "Hello, my capybaras around the world. Welcome to my broadcast channel." .j-.
Yep.
Even though I thought we were rubies. She called us, I swear.
She loves capybaras.
I swear she called us rubies before or something. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going crazy.
Maybe you guys are ruby capybaras.
You're right. Oh, my God. If we sat in the front, which obviously we're not at the front.
We should have just worn capybara.
I was
going to
be a capybara
onesies.
with the tangerine on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but oh, well. And, yeah, so that's going to be pretty fun and cool if that happens. Throwing out in the universe if anyone else is going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is going on? So Lisa, she's definitely been super busy and definitely been here in LA for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's had her premiere with White Lotus, the show that is, for some reason, like, because we don't watch it. We don't really watch these other series.
No.
But, like, it's crazy to see other friends of ours that watch the show.
Yeah.
Not because the only reason we would watch is because Lisa's on
right.
it. But, like, other people watch the show because of the show itself.
They said they enjoy it, too.
You know, like, Stella. You know Stella watches it?
Oh, really?
She put it on her IG story. Like,
oh,
she's
that's
watching
right. No, because she
White
went to
Lotus.
Thailand.
Yeah,
recently.
That's why. So that's it's interesting. Why. So she's watching that. Stella's one of my good friends from college.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also our dentist. So now she's my dentist as mm-hmm. well. And Haley's as well.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of our other friends, even I think it was Dexter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he watches White Lotus too. I was like, what the heck? Like all
I
these-
mean, it's like one of those shows that like, everybody watches,
yeah,
I feel, but
like
we don't.
When Squid Game comes out, yeah. It's like everyone watched Squid mm-hmm. Game. So White Lotus might be the show right now. So, yeah, she's been here. She's been going to all the, like, the cool parties and everything, of course, promoting and
mm-hmm.
celebrating White Lotus, like the premiere and the whatever for the mm-hmm. new season. And it's really cool because she's been taking pictures with a lot of people and just having a good time with just, like, not just, it's not even just, like, other fellow celebrities. It's, like, you know, normal people that are just there for the premiere as
right,
well.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, even one of our other friends that's, like, a reporter
mm-hmm,
took a picture
like,
with her,
mm-hmm.
remember? And then she's, like, also Thai, too. So, like,
mm-hmm.
or her husband's Thai.
I don't remember.
One of the other. But, yes, took, a selfie with Lisa. And I saw so many pictures with, like, people taking videos and selfies with
mm-hmm.
Lisa. It's, like, she's so, like, fun to hang out with and run into at these kind of events because
yeah.
she just seems like really down to earth and fun too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it looks really fun for her and she's definitely been having a great time in LA and she's obviously having a great time because she showed off her newest babies
mm-hmm.
in her garage.
In LA,
mm-hmm. For sure. She said, and she posted this on IG story, welcoming my new baby to the family. And she has two brand new Ferraris.
Damn. I mean,
I think I'm not too sure which one she was saying as the new baby. I don't know if it was the car or the SUV. So she has an SUV, the Ferrari Purosangue SUV,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, like Ferrari's like one of their first SUVs
mm-hmm.
ever kind of thing. And she also has the 812 Superfast, which is insane, too. So both of these cars are like both like half a million, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Hers are definitely more than half a million because she has like all these customizations.
Right.
So if you see white or silver, I can't tell because of the damn lighting.
Yeah.
White or silver Ferraris, like just pulling up and going
so
around LA, you should just like double take and look and try to peek through the window to see if that's Lisa.
Doesn't she have a Cybertruck too?
She
the
has
black
that.
One?
She has that full black Cybertruck mm-hmm. and she has that Porsche also.
How many cars do you need? Let's be
it's
real.
Not enough. Not enough. If you're filthy rich and successful,
I think
that is not enough.
Rich, I probably would only have one car.
I'd have if we were at her level, Haley. I think I would have four or three.
Okay, that's fine.
I'd
because
have
you're
an
the
SUV,
one that drives anyway.
Have,
not me.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I would have an SUV still, like for sure. Then like a nice like fun car.
Mm-hmm.
Then another. Then a regular car. Maybe a fourth car.
You don't want Supra?
Well, I want a Supra, but then I'd want to. If I'm like Lisa,
okay,
I want a supercar too. So I'll probably have like six cars. Never mind. Anyways, yeah. So she's been showing that off. It's pretty cool. If you see any of these,
mm-hmm.
it's possibly her.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Lisa launches a comic
uh-huh.
related to her alter ego drop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually lalisacomics.com. There's an official comic for alter ego and it has like, you know, from it's like almost like the cover is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks
I've
like a comic.
It. Mm-hmm.
It has like everyone from Born Again.
Yeah.
So Doja and Ray. And it was cool because when it dropped, I'm sure it sold out super fast.
Mm-hmm.
The first 100 signed albums or comics were like, I think $80
mm-hmm.
and they sold out. I don't even know. Probably like in a minute.
Of course.
Because there's only 100 of them. They still have the regular comic if you want it. It's like only
$20. Right.
So it was like, what, an extra like $60 for the signed one? But yeah, so that's actually crazy though. Like to think that she made a comic. I'm trying to think. We know like some K-pop guy groups. Like
yeah.
the ones from like Enhypen and yeah.
BTS has their comic.
They have like, but it's like a webtoon though, right?
Because
this
yeah.
is an actual comic book
though. Yeah, but they have the manga.
Oh, that's right.
They have it in stores, remember?
Okay, but see, I guess that's true. It's a manga. But this is like a comic, like an actual American comic.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So I didn't buy it, but I mean, there you go, fellow Super Lisa stans. Whatever. What are you guys called?
Lilies.
There you go. Fellow Lilies. I knew Haley wouldn't know. Let's see. Let's talk about Jisoo now. We talked about Rosé a lot the past few weeks just because Rosé was taking over the world.
Right.
Also, if you didn't know, she's like the number one most streamed female artist like in history.
Hell yeah.
So especially, I mean, with her solo stuff, and you also add on, you know, the power duo of Bruno Mars and Rosé.
Yeah.
I mean, Apatu literally took over the world for a good month, if not more. And not just the world, our minds.
Right.
So let's talk about Jisoo because she just dropped her comeback. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part was she's doing a lot of promotions and it's mostly in Korea. Because,
she likes to stay in Korea.
She's a hometown girl kind of thing. It's funny because there was that random ass post that someone messaged her on. Remember, you saw that? I think a lot of people saw it now because it's I think I posted it too.
Was it on Weverse?
Yeah, I think it was on Weverse. Yeah. Someone commented oh my God, aren't you from Blackpink?
Oh my
She's God. Like, no, I'm, no, it's like, I'm from Korea.
Oh my Lord.
She has Jin jokes. That's
she
why,
does,
that's why her
honestly.
And Jin, you, they're like the oldest members.
She's so funny.
And they're both funny as fuck.
Not bad, but not good. It's my favorite one.
Best quote. All right. Their second best quote now is, I'm from Korea. So she had a news conference or press conference for Newtopia because of, the drop.
Right.
And when it, you do those typical press conferences and everything. The part, though, about this story is interesting and kind of what the fuck, because a lot of Blink, of course. Oh, they were livid.
Of course.
Because of, they felt like it was a secondhand aggression or shot at Jisoo.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw or heard about this, so let me start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Jisoo was asked by a reporter that a question, or actually was mentioned something that really, really got Blink going.
Mm.
A lot of people got angry, of course, at the reporter. This is what happened. They said, the other Blackpink members have all released solo albums, while you have pursued individual activities through acting. They each achieved number one with their solo projects. Emphasizing what about you? How come you're not number one? What goals do you hope to achieve through your acting career? I think that part...
It's passive aggressive.
Mm. I guess you could interpret it that way. I don't know if... But it's like... You could
probably not.
It's probably not. But at the same time, you can choose better words. You don't even have to bring that up.
They're reporters. I feel like they're very blunt.
They're blunt. And if they can milk out any type of drama or create any type of storyline or drama, I'm sure they would go for it.
Yeah.
And of course that one line triggered everyone.
I feel like it shouldn't be though.
I feel like it really wasn't, but then at the same time you could have chosen your words better.
Right.
It's why would you say they each achieved number one? You don't have to say that.
What are you doing, Jisoo? Are you doing anything?
They all achieved number one. How come you're not achieving number one? It's you could have just said all of them are working on their solo projects. You don't have to say that they all hit number one.
Right.
Even though they all hit number one.
I mean, we all know that already, but yeah.
Anyway, so from that, he went to what goals do you hope to achieve? Or he or she, I don't know the gender of this individual. What goals do you hope to achieve through your acting career? What achievements do you hope to accomplish through Newtopia? So Jisoo being Jisoo, she's good at this too, brushed it off and she was just... kind of just being straightforward with her answers too. I was working on the film set all the time, so when our members achieved success, people around me would congratulate me as well. I received so much congratulatory remarks for our members and their accomplishments as if they were my own, I won it kind of thing.
Right.
It made me feel even more like we were a family.
It's congratulations, mom.
Yeah.
Your kids
are doing so well.
Exactly.
It's a proud mom moment for her, if anything. And thanks to that, she said she was able to be even more enthusiastic and excited while filming.
Mm-hmm.
It's good when you can take a negative and turn it into a positive, to
right,
be honest.
Exactly.
So yeah, in general, just all this, all the different news and everything, it's kind of cool to see Blackpink kind of getting out there again, just nonstop. And it's going back to with all the solos, I'm glad at least Jennie was touring. I know, like, Rose did, like, Jimmy Kimmel, but we don't have anything from, like, Lisa either.
Right.
And, I mean, Jisoo's staying, you know, she's from Korea, apparently, right. So she's sticking to Korea kind of things. But it's just nice to kind of see all of this kind of going on, and it was. I'm glad we're going to see them again 2025. I really hope we will. Like, because I'm not banking on it, because I want to.
Right.
I think it will happen no matter what. We'll end up trying to see them regardless of,
it's
like,
just
the seats. It sucks.
It's
so far.
Like, even if you are on the floor and VIP, you're still fucking far.
Not unless you're within, like, the first, like, 5 to maybe even 10 seats, which is still pushing it.
I mean, we're VIP for Stray Kids. At SoFi, so,
but
like,
that's different because it's GA.
It's GA.
We don't know if this is going to be. That's another thing too.
GA is even worse.
Let me look. Look at this. Let me look at this really quick. You could keep talking about SoFi.
No. Oh, I don't have anything else to say about it. But basically, like, if you're on floor on SoFi all the way in the back, you won't be seeing anything. To be honest, you'll be watching the screens because everyone's hands will be up. And no matter how tall you are, you're not tall enough.
It's worse if you're on the floor, yeah, because you're not going to be watched. You'll barely be able to see them kind of thing, especially if you're further back. You're really going to just be watching the screen. So
yeah,
keep that in mind.
One of my friends did it for BTS when they were at SoFi, and she was like, never again. She's like, I would rather just get the seated ones because she could not
see shit.
It's
way cheaper, too.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. Mm. And you know what? What if they do the thing... where they do the carts.
Yeah,
it's
that
possible.
Was the only good thing out of it. She said, like, at least she got to see them up close because she was all the way in
the
back
the thing
and
is,
they
like,
came around.
The thing is, not Blackpink. The thing is, Twice didn't even do it.
No.
So it's like, I'm hoping.
Will Stray Kids do it? Maybe.
I mean, hopefully. Twice didn't do it, though. That's what I'm saying. And they usually do it in Asia. 17
did
it. And that was even at BMO, though, too.
Right. But they're Hybe, so I don't know.
That's why I'm curious to see what YG will do for them. I really hope they go around. So if we can't get the floor, like, you know, in the specific areas that you and I are very familiar with.
Row one or two
of, like, those, 100 sections. And if not, sweet. Party it up.
Yeah.
Sweet life kind of thing.
Sweet.
You get your own private bathroom.
That's the best fucking part.
The chairs and the seats are super fun. It feels like you're like a VIP kind of thing. It's kind of cool.
It is
and
fun.
And plus,
with all your friends. Exactly.
All your K-pop friends. Not like even everyone for the most part knows Blackpink songs. So even if they're like very casual Blinks, everyone a Blink basically,
right?
That would be really fun. So hoping for the best because... Haley, we will never be able to go back to 2022.
That was amazing, honestly. Like, at least we had that. And I think about that with Stray Kids, too. I'm like, at least I had those moments before they fucking blew up and end up in SoFi.
Man. It's like wild. It's like we literally had Rosé and we had Jennie talking to us. And we're just like, they were like literally like a foot away from you and me.
Well,
and we're just talking
right
to them
in front of us.
Oh man, it's like so. Like it's like sometimes you just like look back at times and you're like, I enjoyed it, and it's not like I didn't take it for granted, but it's like, damn,
we could savor the moment longer.
Yeah, it's like we didn't know that we
had
zero chances of this happening again.
Yeah, exactly,
because you know, obviously they like all groups exponentially get bigger and bigger, so you got to enjoy them when they have like the smaller. Events, even though that was kind of not really a small thing still. It was pretty big.
Yeah.
But just something so intimate. It's so hard to come across, especially when you don't live in Korea.
I wonder if they'll do a send-off this time.
Everyone in Korea gets fed. They take it for granted.
They take it for granted, for sure.
So much stuff happens that, you know, we would pay for.
Right.
Like a lot of money, like a lot of Americans here would pay for. And just kind of thinking, reminiscing back on that. Good times with Blackpink. 2022 was really fun.
Yeah, Stray Kids.
And Blackpink. Not nonstop. Even like when we watched them at BMO, had great seats, like those corner barricade seats. And oh my gosh. Like, we met good friends.
And then you
like,
also played Kai by Boy with Lisa. And that video went fucking viral.
I can't believe all that happened. I did the heart thing first. If you ever see... videos of Lisa like doing Kai by Boy, Rock Paper Scissors with other Blink, and you see her pull out finger hearts at people to win. Just remember, she
She stole that idea.
She stole it from me. Yeah. So she got that idea from me when I did it to her, and she looked so sad because it was like I felt like I won.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
She's like, what do I do to that? She didn't expect that, but it was pretty awesome. So if you haven't checked out, that actually went viral on our TikTok.
Right.
And it's also uploaded on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Not as huge, but check it out there. And you know what? Might as well take your water bake bathroom. Did I say bake?
Bake your water, guys.
Bake your water and bake your, I don't know.
Bread.
Hey. Yes, bread. Of course. Buns. What else do you bake? Cookies too? Yeah. So cookies. Don't forget to take your cookies out the oven. Don't forget to use your bathroom and drink some water and stay hydrated while you follow, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we are here talking more and more K-pop. Haley, where can they check us out?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And message us there if you want to chat.
Yes, and join the broadcast channel. Haley will post it more because she hasn't been posting it.
I forgot.
Anyways, of course, let's see. Let's talk some more because JYP, guess what? The man, remember, he is doing his 30th anniversary concert, his own world tour.
Is it a world tour?
No.
No, it's only here in LA, isn't it?
No, but he has one in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So he's currently in Japan right now, gearing up for one of the shows, which will be held in February. I think February 20 and 21st. It's going to be happening like...
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today, maybe.
And it's going to be at Tokyo. And it's funny because he snapped a photo, like wherever he's staying at. And there was a towel that he used for his hair, apparently, to dry off his hair. And it's a Misamo towel.
Of course.
He looked like a really proud parent. Dad. And then like he, you can see his reflection in the mirror. It's such a dad photo, to be honest.
He is such a dad.
But he's just super happy, and it's just really funny because, like, he posted it. He's like, oh, look, I forgot exactly what he said. But he was just, like, saying, like, how he dried his hair. And he's like, oh, man, like, you know, like, oh, Misamo is over here. Because, I mean, he's in Japan.
Right,
Misamo
right,
is huge, obviously, in Japan. It's just funny because Momo even replied to it, going like, ha, ha, ha. No wonder your hair looks extra fluffy and soft kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, later on, even Sana replied too, like started laughing at him, saying she feels better seeing his happy face in the mirror.
Oh my God.
Of course. You got to feed him. He's your CEO.
Exactly.
When the boss makes a joke, you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ha, 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 ha.
Yep.
So that's it. Also, 17's Hoshi and Woozi.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this?
Yeah, I saw.
Interesting. They are teasing up an upcoming release with a new video. I guess the title of the video is coming soon.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Or did they just say coming soon?
I'm pretty sure they just said it, but it'd be crazy if it's actually called coming soon.
Okay.
But I saw it. It's super brief, and the font is unreadable. It looks like Aespa.
God.
It looks like an Aespa font. So I don't even know. You know exactly what I'm talking about, though. I don't know what it said, but looking forward to that. That's such a random comeback or like collaboration
cool.
of the members.
Yeah.
It's probably coming out soon since they dropped it. Probably like in a couple weeks. Watch.
Tomorrow.
Watch. Next. Yeah, like within the next day or something, we're going to get the drop. And then, or the next episode of the podcast, we're going to bring it up because we'll have the dates. And then, let's see. Oh, so Jaehyun from NCT. Sorry, not Boy Next Door.
Yeah, that's the only one I care about.
Sorry, NCTs and citizens. Jaehyun, he's currently doing his military service. Mm. It was really funny and cool. So, you know how, like, we always talk about how when some of these idols are in their military service, they have, like, random performances?
Yeah, they have little concerts and
so
stuff.
So, he was holding a mini concert and performing with a couple of his comrades, obviously. Mm. They were performing APT.
Of course.
So APT was performing, being performed, and he did Bruno Mars's part.
Oh.
It's pretty funny. And his English is good. I might not know. Maybe he's fluent in English or.
Don't ask me.
He's pretty good, though. So I was really impressed. So that was pretty fun. It's pretty funny to watch. It's always fun seeing it. It's like I think of Juhani when he was in the military,
right,
like
all
doing
of
stuff.
Them.
All of them. It's just like nonstop, like kind of fun and laughs for everybody. Let's see. Oh, this one's finally your turn, Haley, so I can stop talking.
Yes.
God.
I'm so sorry.
My throat.
So, we all know that the hosts of M Countdown right now are...
Oh, the other three crackheads.
Yes, the other three stooges are Sohee Jae-hyun from Boy Next Door and
NCT, yes.
And Hanbin from ZB1. But this is a little bit of like disappointing, sad news because Sohee will actually be stepping down from M Countdown as a host.
What about the other two?
On February 27th. The other two will still be there.
Their are they contracts just different are not contracts?
Up. No. Oh,
what do you mean no? So they're not different contracts?
They have the same contracts, but Sohee, I don't know exactly what's going on, but it's like controversial because like he's getting a lot of heat from netizens.
Why?
Because they were saying that it is unprofessional of Sohee for not showing up to all his schedules, unlike his co-hosts, Hanbin and Jaehyun.
Because, to group activity stuff? Like, for their groups?
Not for their groups, but then because, like, Sohee, you know how it's always those three? But then I've noticed that previously, like...
It's been a lot of just Jaehyun
and Hanbin. Okay. To the point where, like, one of the fans, I think it was for Valentine's Day, they even made, like, a chocolate and Jaehyun was, like, showing it to the camera. But, and then on the chocolate, it was written, like, Jaehyun and Hanbin. And then Jaehyun was like, oh, well, next time you should include Sohee's name. So it's just like he's not there as often as them. So like people kind of forget that he's even like a host with them. But yeah, so he's going to be ending his contract on February 27th. We don't know exactly if it's because of like netizens giving him that heat. Because it was like announced at the same time, so people are like, maybe he was getting so much hate for it that it's better because like he's not able to commit 100% to being an M Countdown host. Leave him alone. He's a fucking idol first before a host. Like he's doing this.
Go. Like finish your thought.
he's doing this like as another like side job while being on top of like an idol who's super busy. Like I get that Jaehyun and Hanbin are very, very committed. They're there all the time. But I don't know, like, maybe Sohee has, like, a different schedule.
The schedule. He was here a lot in America.
Yeah.
When Boy Next Door and, like, ZB1 were still in, like, Asia.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of different scheduling stuff. But the thing that I was just going to, like, interject on was, like, this is bad because, like, if it is because of this, it's like it shows, like, the words of like some, you know, just upset fans will change and like, you know, affect an idol's career.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck? And this is the problem with all this bullshit with the K-Nets sometimes.
It sucks though, because like, obviously, like the chemistry between those three, they're like BFFs, but like inseparable. And like, they really care for each other. And now, I don't know, like 100% if it's because of that controversy with Sohee's like scheduling, but the timing is kind of weird, you know.
And it's
like
SM rises under SM,
yeah.
And SM really has fucking problems when it comes to K-Nets and listening to them and not doing the correct
and especially
things. And
Rise, look at what happened with their,
that's exactly what I'm trying to bring up. Like it's all the incorrect decision making parts
exactly
on the company itself. So I'm pretty sure it wasn't just Sohee pulling out.
I don't think it's
obviously like related to like the company, because the company is the one in charge of the contract, right? It's not like Sohee has it himself individually.
Yeah, because usually like these contracts for the hosts, I think it lasts at least 2 years, and then they started January 2024, so it's only been a year. So they probably have like another year on this contract for M Countdown host, but yeah, he's stepping down. I'm
damn
K-Nets.
Ruining
them together.
Everything.
Yeah.
So I wonder who they're gonna throw in there.
Maybe no one. They probably might just have it as Hanbin and Jaehyun. I mean, they're fine by themselves, but then like at the same time, it's like, damn, that sucks.
It does suck. My gosh, I haven't even checked out Inkigayo yet because I know like Lisa is on it too, and also someone, what's his name? Someone else from like ZB1.
Gyuvin
is on there too.
Right,
so it's like
they switched over because Sullyoon's not there anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, that's been a while. No, even before.
Oh right.
Like I think it's been a while. And then like you remember even like Minju was taking over for like Yunche for I don't even remember. There's so many. Is it Music Bank?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's like so many different music shows. Oh my god.
Yeah.
One of our friends, like Kevin, he's the one that watches all that shit.
Right, I only see what the clips are posted.
I barely see or watch any of this stuff. So, I mean, I should probably watch some more because it's cute. Some of the interactions are really cute, especially when, like, I think Lisa was, like, getting so many interactions with a lot of, like, all these girl groups.
I feel like you should just follow like fan accounts, because I get my fair like feed of that through Jaehyun's like fan account.
Is it like on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. They like,
so I should follow a Lisa fan account.
They like summarize everything that he does as a host, and like that's enough for me. I don't need to watch it for hours.
Okay, so you actually yeah. I just want to see like the cute interaction parts where they're talking, and then those are usually short. It's not like the whole thing. The thing is, though, I have seen a few, and the thing is also Lisa. I guess I can follow her fan account because I think her birthday is coming up, so she's finally. She's going to be, like, it's not going to be too weird. So, I do want to check that out, too, because I think I've seen so many interesting interactions, just like you've seen with, like, Jaehyun.
Yeah.
And so many, like, especially, like, Jaehyun, and then when freaking BSS was there.
Right.
Like, him and, like, DK and, like, Hoshi, oh my God.
Jaehyun is just, like, really entertaining, that's why. I feel like he's just, like, hyped out all the time, like, you know.
The dynamic for Lisa is really funny and cute, too, because she's the mangne for IVE, right?
Yeah.
But she's also like super young compared to a lot of the other other girl groups that come on. So they always treat her like
a baby.
They're like like she's the baby, like have her scoot. Like I remember like I think for aespa, like Karina was telling everyone to scoot up, like her members for aespa. And then Lisa was like on the corner too, and then she shuffled her feet and like lined up with them. It was like really just all these cute funny moments. So definitely should check it out though. I feel like I should have even done more with Yunche, cuz Yunche is one of like my favorite.
I mean, you can always go back and watch it. They have all those videos, but a lot of them sometimes they're not subbed.
That's the problem too. So it's just I just have to watch and just laugh at like, oh, they're just being silly or something.
Yeah, because like the ones for M Countdown, they're not subbed. I have to wait for fans to do it. So
and usually, like yeah, like you said, it's like on Instagram for where fans will just like sub it, and hopefully they're like not wrong.
No, they're not.
Yeah. So I mean, like. That's sad about like the whole Sohee situation.
I know, I feel bad for him.
That does suck. I think on that sad note, you should also don't forget to dry your tears and drink some water. Take that bathroom break yet again, and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where Haley and I will be talking about K-pop every Thursday, pretty much. Where can they check us out, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And remember to follow our broadcast channel, which I will post after this recording session.
And you're saying some people were trying to message us?
Well,
and then some of them were kind of
not like trying to, but then like they were asking questions for you, and I was like, "Oh, Joker will get back to you."
Oh man, has it been for like a couple of weeks now?
No, it's fine, because like I'm still like actively talking to them.
But that means I have to like scroll up to look through the conversations to see if it was for me, right?
One of them was asking about like something for Twice, like time to Twice or something. I was like, oh, I kind of answered. I was like, oh, I don't think Joko has been caught up with that.
Oh, I wish. Yeah. I'm so behind on that. But I'll.
It's like I answered to the best of my ability.
I will look. Okay. That's the least I can do. But before I look, I'll do that all before I go to sleep when I'm just like laying in bed on my phone, because I still have to edit this episode. Haley, I guess it's time.
Oh my God, I have
BTS
so much.
And Stray Kids. Well, guess what? We're back to our origins. This is what we initially used to talk about mostly. This is how we started the podcast, was BTS, to
I
be
know,
honest.
Yep.
And then we added Stray Kids when you started getting into them. The future of this podcast could be, instead of like BTS and Stray Kids, it will end up being Boy Next Door or something. You never know.
I mean, I did watch, like, I mean, I'm up to date pretty much with all of Boy Next Door's videos, but I'm just like, I don't want to add it. It's too
much. Yeah, and there's like small little things too, kind of thing. But yeah, I'll let you get started as I go warm up the computer for me to edit.
Okay. So BTS, Hobie celebrates his birthday on February 18th. So it just passed. And for his birthday, he donated 200 million won, which is approximately 138,633 US dollars, to Seoul Asan Medical Center to support the development of children's hospitals. He expressed his commitment to continuing his support in the future. So he also had a birthday live, and he had two special guests via voice call during his birthday live. To wish him a happy birthday was Jimin and Jungkook. I feel like I never have any updates on Jimin. Like, he just doesn't, he's just disappeared. Like, when he's in the military, he's very, very quiet, unlike the other members.
Yeah, it's kind of almost, this is what I expect them when they're in the military.
Right, but, but, like, but all the other members have been feeding, and I'm like, where's Jimin? Like, but anyway, so he was on the voice call with Hobie.
I mean, Jimin and Jungkook, what
they're
is
together,
their,
they're their battle buddies.
Yeah, what are the, what's their, what was the show that we watched?
Are You Sure?
Yeah, Are You Sure?
Right,
crew.
That was like the
that
last
was such a good series too, though.
Yeah. So, I feel like they're still using Korean age, even though, like, I thought they got rid of that.
It's confusing because I think
so
they're used
confusing.
To it. So it's like,
because they were even like during the call, it was so confusing to me confusing. Because they were like, saying, Jungkook will be 28. So in U.S. term, in U.S. age, Jungkook will be
Western and normal age.
In normal age, Jungkook will be 28 this year on September 1st. But they kept saying, oh, Jungkook is going to be 30 this year. I was like, bro, no, he's not going to be 30. Like, what are you talking about? And then Jimin will be 30 this year in U.S., or like normal age. But they kept saying that he was going to be like 31, and I'm like,
it's
no, he's
so,
not.
It's so weird and confusing
because, like, his birthday is October 13th and he's 1995, you know, so that makes him not 31.
You know what's really weird? Because I found out also from another recent post, like, I think I saw somewhere, like, because I was confused too, like, with Yunche's birthday, like,
yeah,
she's like only 18 or some shit, but then, like, they're like having like a 20th like birthday.
Yeah, I was they
like,
add 2 years.
They add a year, for, and then
depending on when you're born,
and
in
then
the
after
year.
That, when New Year hits,
yeah,
they just
you
already
add
that extra year from that year. I'm like, what the f?
Okay, first off, who the fuck wants to be older than they actually are?
Well, when you're
I definitely
when,
do not
when
want
you're
to
younger,
be.
You want to. So until you
I
hit that legal
did.
Age, but second, what the fuck? It makes zero sense. We have we're born on a, on one date.
I don't
that's
know.
That's your birthday. And just do the normal math, and that's your age. Like, I don't get, what the F? Who cares if we're cooking inside our mom's womb?
For nine
that,
months.
Like, that doesn't even count as a year.
It doesn't. But yeah, so like, they were like going on and on, like with this conversation with their ages and stuff. And I'm just like, what the fuck are they talking about? That's not their real age. But I guess in Korea, they're still using Korean age. Hobie has also been posting a lot of videos on his personal TikTok account, and they've been going viral. And the most recent one was Kendrick Lamar's shuffle walk that he did at the Super Bowl performance. So now all the K-pop idols,
of course,
all the K-pop idols are doing this challenge and like walking like Kendrick Lamar. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please just go check it out because it's kind of like an iconic moment that happened. Also, I think you put this here. Was this for Jungkook?
Yeah, it was interesting because for Jungkook, there was a photographer that did like a lot of his you know, when he was doing a lot of the Calvin Klein ad shoots.
Oh, so it's
shoots.
Like a behind the scenes.
Yeah,
footage.
So you know how like they probably take a bunch of other photos
a
that never
photos.
That like not even a bunch, you're right, like zillions
yeah.
of photos that don't make it to the production. So like he went to his Instagram and he just shared never before scenes of Jungkook.
Share all of them, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though. Like yeah. there was like a full denim one. It looks really nice too because obviously these were still professional shoots.
Right.
You know, it's just stuff that was never like picked
put into the
for,
magazines
into production.
And stuff. Yeah.
So they all look really cool and like I'm like, yeah, they should just drop more of these slowly. And I hope like the photographers, if they're not used for the specific, you know, clients or reason, like I hope they can just be able to post it like this without any like repercussions or anything.
Right.
Because I mean, it's technically part of the Calvin Klein shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because after a certain period of time elapses or passes, then they're allowed to
they're
post
free
it.
To post it maybe.
But that could be it too. But yeah, it's just really cool. And I wish like more of this kind of stuff happens because as like if you're a Jungkook bias, if you see these, you'll like be like, oh, these are really nice.
Right.
Kind of thing. And it's just like, you know, just for anything in general, like if I saw like a Sana photo shoot in general, like later on, I would want to look at it and just like appreciate it,
right? Yeah, because it seems
instead
kind
of like gatekeeping
a
it, yeah, exactly.
It's just not being seen by the world.
So yeah, I guess Stray Kids.
Stray Kids. Oh my god, guys, I have so much.
Brace yourselves.
So recently, this past Valentine's weekend, it was Stray Kids' fifth fan meeting, and Hyunjin has pink hair now, and I was really excited to see that he dyed his hair pink.
I think we were very excited. I have an affinity for pink hair.
Okay, even individuals.
Well, then again, I mean, like, I know why you're really excited about it. Yeah. What you thought of first?
Well, because, like, honestly, I feel like the last time he's had pink hair was Backdoor.
Oh,
that was
man.
Ages ago. And I always wanted him to go back to pink hair, but, and like, he did. It's obviously easier for him to change hair color now.
But when it's pink and it's with this
buzz cut
kiwi hair,
yeah,
there's something about it. I think that you thought,
yeah,
also.
Literally, when he walked out on stage, I was like, oh my god, he looks like Rosé's ex in the Woo! Music video Toxic.
I never ever thought of Hyunjin and Rosé, like, ship.
Yeah.
But damn, they would look good together.
They
should. Thinking about
it. I feel like if Hyunjin was in that music video instead, that would have been so fucking cool.
What's their ship name? What would you say it's called? Hyun Rose? Rose? Hyun Rose? Hyun Rose? Well, she's actually Che also.
I don't know.
Changin. Never mind.
Anyway. So, also, Bang Chan had a mullet when he was... Oh, actually, before I get to that...
Did you even tell him that we're talking about the fan meet? You did, right?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so before I get to Bang Chan's mullet... So, I did mention last week that I said that Stray Kids were giving hints that they would be switching solo songs for the fan meeting... And they did. So Felix did Hold My Hand, which is originally Han's song. And he had a tiny little electric, like, toy guitar. It was really cute. Honestly, like, all the solo switches for these songs were really, really good.
They picked, like, the right people.
Right.
It was interesting. I wonder how they chose.
I don't know.
It was, like, random.
I don't know. Ian did Lino's Youth. Changbin did Sungmin's As We Are. This one was amazing because you could hear Changbin's vocals. I love it when Changbin is given the chance to sing because, like, I feel like it's very rare. He's always rapping, but he has really, really good singing vocals. Bang Chan did Hyunjin's So Good. So going back to Bang Chan. So he had a mullet during this solo song because, you know, as you know, Hyunjin had longer hair during that music video. So... Bang Chan had a mullet, and then it disappeared. And I was like, what the fuck? So it was actually just extension. So he just had it for that solo song. I feel like he can kind of pull off a mullet. I mean, what do you think? He looked okay. It didn't look terrible.
I think he could pull it off, but it's just like, I prefer him. I still prefer him, like, for me, you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's Adoree's hair.
Yes.
From Backdoor.
Backdoor Bang Chan was like one of the best looking. He was like a total anime protagonist kind of thing.
Honestly.
Like literally, like Haley said, reminded us of Yuji Itadori from Jujutsu Kaisen.
But the thing is, like, I don't think he can dye his hair like that anymore.
Oh, it's going to fall out. Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, I like
him,
that style.
Give him extensions, I guess. So, we were kind of wondering last week, too, who was going to do Bang Chan's Railway song. Because, obviously, in his performances during the Dominate tour, Bang Chan is naked. Like, he's got no shirt on. And,
Damn, I thought you were going to say butt naked.
No, he's not butt naked. That's only for his members. So
that's for his OnlyFans.
So, only... Oh, why was I going to say OnlyFans? So, like, so the one that did Railway was actually Han. And I'll get into that a little bit more because, like, he did not take off his shirt.
You sound very disappointed.
I am very disappointed, and you'll see why later on. Lino did Ian's Hallucination. Hyunjin did Felix's Unfair. And Sungmin did Changbin's Ultra.
Yes, I did not expect.
Oh, I didn't expect that
to do
either.
Ultra.
It's so good. Also, during the fan meet, they like to do like a lot of different dance challenges or like TikTok challenges and stuff like that, and games. So Hyunjin and Felix did Kiss of Life's Igloo Challenge. I kind of like really, really hope. I think I mentioned this too. I was like,
I'm glad.
I think because when you were like posting all the Igloo challenges. And I had, like, said amongst our, like, friend group, I was like, man, they need Changbin to do the Igloo Challenge. So, my wish was kind of granted because all OT8, they ended up doing the Igloo Challenge for the fan meet, which was really cool.
Should get all the different clips and do like a poll. Who did it better?
But the funny thing is, like, a lot of them didn't even know it, and they were learning it on the spot from Hyunjin. So I don't think Lino and then...
I mean, Felix looked like he knew or at least learned it super quick.
Felix knew it because he was supposed to do it with Hyunjin already. Like, it was already, like, planned. But then the rest of the members just, like, joined in, like, out of nowhere. So they're like, okay, we'll just end up, like, teaching it to all of them. They also did the Shanghai Romance Dance Challenge that has been, like, going around in the K-pop world. But, you know, Shanghai Romance is such an old song. It's by Orange Caramel. And this is, like, maybe in 2016.
That sounds delicious.
But yeah, like, it's viral again. And they're, like, bringing that song back. Han and Changbin also did G-Dragon's. And G-Dragon's song Home Sweet Home Dance, which was really, really cool to see. As you know, they're Big Bang. Well, they're VIPs as well. So I do have some sad news. Because on the last day...
Yeah, this is pretty crazy.
So they had their fan meeting. It was over 3 days. That's fucking crazy because I feel like before it was only like 1 or 2 days. So now it's 3 days. On the third day, they always... broadcast it live through Beyond Live, but Felix was unfortunately not able to attend the fan meeting on February 16th because he got into a car accident. It wasn't his fault. Let me just find, I think I like screenshotted it here somewhere. I don't know where it is. I should have kept it. Oh my god, I can't find it. Hang on. Maybe I deleted it. But basically, sorry, I don't know where it is. But anyway, they did post on, like, JYP's fan account saying that, like, sorry, Felix is not able to attend. Like, he is okay. Like, it was a quote-unquote minor car accident, which I don't think it was a minor car accident because he ended up with a fractured arm.
How the F is that a minor car accident?
In, like... nursing terms, like, that fracture. Is not minor.
Any type of thing that involves a fracture is not a minor car.
They always downplay it. Look what happened to Hyunjin. Remember when it was during Maniac and he, like, quote unquote, smashed his hand in, like, the car door or something, and they said it was minor, but he was in that cast for so fucking long. He, like, obviously, like, fractured his hand. But then, like, the same with Felix. And they had to, like, rush him to the hospital. So, like...
Yeah, because if it's a minor thing, like, you'd have to rush
him
to the hospital.
Let me tell you what a minor car accident is. It's like, if you're able to, like... Yeah, exactly.
Basically get out the car.
This is not a minor car accident, like, when he has to actually be rushed to the hospital.
They obviously just don't want,
fans to be,
to get super worried.
I get that.
But if you're a medical, like, person like us...
Yeah.
So you know this is not a minor, like, car accident.
And then the thing is, like... Felix recently, I think it was today, he did send out a voice message on, not a voice message, he left a bubble message today for his fans, and he's like, you're really worried, because, like, this is the first time that he's reached out after the car accident, and he's like, you're really worried, right? I'm slowly recovering. Thank you for worrying about me. I've been sleeping, resting, and getting painkiller injections. That doesn't sound minor to me.
Felix, why would you say that?
Oh my god. And he's like, now I'm back to my senses. Thank you for waiting for
that
me.
Sounds even worse.
And it keeps going, I'm in pain, but seeing you makes it hurt less. That doesn't sound minor to me.
That's horrible. I should have started the podcast saying, like, something crazy happened in the world of Stay.
But, I mean, like, he is obviously okay. Like, he's fractured his arm. And he's on the road to recovery. But I hate it when they downplay it. Because, like, obviously getting fractured is not a minor car accident. And it wasn't his fault either. He was, like, going home from his schedule. Like, the schedule. Like, I think he was going home from the fan meeting.
I'm pretty sure he was being driven.
He was being driven. And then something happened. Like, he got hit. Sucks. It's all on fans. I did have a screenshot of it. I don't know where the fuck it went. Anyway, so during the fan meeting, because Felix was not there, he did actually send a voice message as a surprise for Stay at the fan meet. And Stray Kids had this plushie of Bakari, because right now they have, like, these teddy bear plushes of the Skizoo, so it's, like, a bigger plush now. And they had that in, like standing in for Felix, basically. So they were doing all the dance challenges and like having the mic up to his like Bukhari's face kind of thing, just like to make it seem like Felix was still there. It was really, really cute. So they had him there the whole time as Bukhari, basically. Going back to Han and doing Railway. So during the last day of the fan meet, I think Han was just like, fuck it, I'm going to lift my shirt up.
Yeah.
Because
give the people what they want.
Exactly. So he did end up lifting his shirt and showing his abs on the third day of the fan meet. But he did also say that, like, during the fan meeting, because people were like, oh, like really excited about him lifting up his shirt. And he said that he actually wanted to take off his shirt for the fan meet, for Railway. But JYP Entertainment said that he could not do that. Why?
Wow.
Because he has a huge tattoo up the side of his rib cage, like down the side.
JYP.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you thinking? Look what you guys do with Che.
That's why.
Che Young has hers like just shown flaunted all over. Like, doesn't even matter.
It's so lame because like we could have got Han topless, and because now he has like, he has a tattoo also on his chest and like on the side of his rib cage. But he was basically saying, don't blame me. He's like, don't ask me. He's like, I have no power in this. He's like, and he was even like talking directly to the camera when they were filming him. He's like, JYP Entertainment, please. He's like, please, come on, man. He's like, please. Like, he was like begging because like it sucks that he has to cover that up. And like, I feel like they've been in the industry for so long. And now Che's actually able to show her tattoo. So why can't
like,
Han?
Everywhere she's able to show it. They like flaunt it and everyone loves it. It's like,
that's why it was like,
what are you hiding it for?
It makes no sense too, because like during one of their other, I think, special concerts, Felix was given fake tattoos. Remember that when he had the angel wings on the back?
Yeah.
So why is he allowed to have fake tattoos and like be topless, but you can't let Han show off his real tattoos? It's so stupid. I'm really annoyed because like this would have been the one chance that we could have seen Han topless, because I feel like he's usually like really shy about that kind of stuff. But yeah, Bang Chan and Changbin also performed an unreleased song called My People. It was really, really good because Changbin actually sings in this song too.
Give this man some lines
please
to sing.
His vocals
to
are
sing,
fucking
not rap
amazing.
His rapping is good, but damn, his vocals for sure.
Yeah, so also sorry, going back to Han, he did actually say on Bubble that he got scolded the next day for lifting up his shirt because like because a little bit of his tattoo showed when he lifted up to show his ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck? I'm like come on, let the man live for real.
Do they not see like how everyone loves and embraces Jungkook's tats?
That's why. Like, I don't fucking know. I feel like,
and it's not like they're like a rookie group.
They're not.
So
I don't get it.
It makes
so
no
annoying
sense
to me, honestly. Moving on. So like, if you want to go check out the fan meet, I feel like a lot of people have uploaded it in full on YouTube. So go check it out. It was really, really fun time, and I wish I was there.
Really, really, really.
Moving on to Hyunjin. Again, with Hyunjin and his hair. So we all know Risa Bae. She did the makeup for Felix. She's also done it for Tsui and some other K-pop idols that
a
I
lot
can't really think
actually,
of right
like
now. Anyway, so she, oh, Ricky, duh. Like, we talked
oh,
about that
duh,
too.
Oh, duh, we talked about it.
So she had Hyunjin as a guest on her, recent episode, and she does his, makeup for him. There was, like, a lot of, I like watching these because, like, a lot of, questions that she asks, it's, like, stuff that other interviews, they don't really ask the idols these kind of questions, and it's like more personal, and you get to know a lot of like behind the scenes kind of stuff about the idol. So one of them was actually about Hyunjin shaving his head. So I didn't know that he actually shaved it himself. I thought someone did it for him.
That's awesome.
So basically...
So he pulled like a fucking... What's her name?
Kokona?
Kokona from XG, except just wasn't filmed.
Exactly. When he did it. So, but basically what had happened, he said that they were doing rehearsals and like he went in with like his long hair and then he went back into his room. He buzzed. Cut his hair off and then he went back outside and everyone was like, what the fuck? Because like he just went in and did it spontaneously, like I'm gonna shave my head. Like no one knew that he was gonna shave.
He probably got annoyed of his hair. He's like, fuck this hair.
So that's what he revealed. And also he said that the company themselves were really shocked and asked him if anything was wrong. Because they're like, why the fuck would Hyunjin shave his hair? So, like, they were concerned that, like, something
like
was
mental
going...
mental health
exactly.
kind of wise. Like, yeah, that's true. I mean...
They're like, are you okay, Hyunjin? And he's like, yeah, I just wanted to shave my head. Like, it was nothing. It was just all for, like,
that's
aesthetics.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. That's
so
interesting.
He revealed this, like, during Risa Bae's makeup video. Risa also asked Hyunjin, like, what is Hyunjin's favorite hairstyle over the past 8 years? And he actually... Do you want to try and guess what his favorite hairstyle was or is?
Hmm. In all his different
all
years?
All his 8 years of hairstyles.
God, I hope it's not that ugly schoolboy
no,
one.
It's not.
It might be this one.
It is.
Yeah, this. Okay.
He said it's actually this kiwi head, he said. He's like, I also really loved my long hair, but it felt so liberating to shave it off.
I'm telling you, I used to have my hair cut that short. Mm-hmm. Like, throughout like high school and everything too.
Yeah,
it's different. It feels like it feels light.
Exactly.
It feels like you feel the air. It feels I don't know how to explain it. It's
yeah,
cool.
He loves it. And he said like he likes doing things spontaneously. Obviously we know this as a stay because I feel like he just spontaneously always like changes his hair color or like he gets piercings the next day because he feels like getting a piercing done. Hyunjin is just like that and he likes to change his style often. During this time Risa has pink hair, like all her hair is pink, and Hyunjin actually asked Risa, he's like, how did you dye your hair pink? Because during this interview Hyunjin wasn't pink
it wasn't
yet.
Pink yet
it
yeah.
was still blonde.
Oh, shit.
So he was
he
like
got influence
exactly
from her. Oh,
he was like
God.
How did you dye your hair? And she was like, oh, it's just pink shampoo. She's like, you can use it too, Hyunjin. Like, you can get pink shampoo and, like, it'll just wash out. It's, like, very
yo,
temporary.
That thing, like, lit up like a light bulb in his
but
head.
He actually has said, he said, actually, I wanted to do pink hair for the fan meeting. And he's like, this is going to be a surprise for Stay. And then, like, during that moment when Hyunjin announced that, the staff in the background were going all crazy, like, no, like they didn't want him to dye his hair. And then Hyunjin said to the staff, like, you saw him, like, pointing on camera. He's like, you're not going to stop me. I'm dyeing my hair pink. That's what he told.
That's fucking awesome.
This interview was really, really good. It's short, but I was like, damn, I learned so much, like, about him. If you are a Hyunjin... Stan, definitely check this one out. It's so interesting to watch. Risa also complimented Hyunjin's perfectly shaped head for a kiwi buzz cut. Because obviously, you know, when people buzz cut their hair...
Some people have weird-ass head shapes.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Like, you can't pull it off because your head shape is very, very weird. And like, but she's like, your head is like the perfect shape for like a buzz haircut. And Hyunjin was like, well, it's thanks to my mom because, like, when I was a baby, she would, like, make sure to round my head. Like, she'd always, like, massage it. So he's like, thanks to my mom, I have, like, the perfectly shaped head. And he said, like, she would never let
that
him lay
like
flat.
That's like
an Asian
That sounds like
thing.
An Asian mom thing,
It is
thing,
a very Asian
reals.
Thing because our Filipino moms did the same thing, too.
Like, pinching your nose to make sure you don't have, like, a flat
I
nose.
I don't know if that one works, but, like, the rounded head does actually work to make sure, like, your baby doesn't have a flat head. Hyunjin... Obviously, during this whole time, Hyunjin is getting his makeup done by Risa. She's doing, like, a venomous snake style because it's, like, Year of the Snake. But... Hyunjin, like, because Hyunjin obviously wears a lot of makeup when he's on stage performing, but he said that he has the hardest time when makeup artists still apply, like, the eyeliner for him. Like, he cannot keep his eyes open because, like, he wants to just, like, blink because I don't know if
it's
you've
like
ever
a reaction
had,
kind
because,
of thing.
Like,
it's like when
not,
I try putting eye drops.
Exactly. Like Joko's really bad at it. Obviously, I can do it because I put contact. I can put like colored contacts and then even put like eyeliner too. So like I'm used to it. I feel like it's easier when you do it yourself. If you have someone else doing it, I would still flinch like how Hyunjin was doing it. But what was really cute is that when Risa was doing his like waterline eyeliner, he was like trying really hard to open his, like, keep his eyes open, but he was growling. He's like, like, he was, like, really, really trying. And she was so cute because she's like, oh, my God. Like, I've never had anyone growl at me while they were getting their eyeliner done.
Very, what, it's a really good watch.
It's
to be,
so
it's really interesting
to watch. And then one last thing here, Felix and Lisa, the Japanese rock star Lisa,
not Lisa for us Delulu shippers, of course,
will be actually having a music video for Reawaker for Solo Leveling. I didn't know that they were going to have a music
video.
Which
they should have,
awesome.
Actually, to be honest.
It looks so cool. They've dropped some teasers already. That will be coming out February 20th, so maybe it's out already.
Shit, it might be out already.
But yeah, so that's it. Oh, I was hoping
check
this,
it out.
This episode would be shorter, but it's not.
Of course not.
Fuck my life.
Never. But I'm sure everyone that's tuning in is appreciating it and enjoying all this content, all this talking, because if they are, they should like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and don't forget to tune in every Thursday to the Permission to Stand podcast, where you can also check us out on
Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send messages, please leave them there. And remember to join our broadcast channel for
random
news
updates.
Yeah,
news. Not random.
Random memes.
Actually, both.
Maybe.
Both.
Funny shit.
Yeah,
maybe.
So, yeah, just whatever we feel like posting, basically. You have no say.
Yeah, exactly. You can only like and cry at it, I guess.
So, yeah, thank you everyone for tuning in, as always. Please stay safe until the next episode. Take care and peace.